Blog Talk Radio.
Rome and Carthage were founded. Phoenician westbound ships, the Tarshish colony of Spain. Gautama introduced Buddhism in India during this time. I'm speaking about, that is the date in which I'm speaking. This was a time that was 250 years after death and 650 years after entry. The name Hosea means salvation, and his name is another of Joshua. And so we're speaking of the cross of time in the kingdom. First King, or I should say Second King, chapter 15, verses 23-29 speaks of the Spirit. But this, so he is a, or the, broken-hearted prophet. So he can speak appropriate to the nation because his own home or his own life simplified, and there is an intimate relationship between the prophet and life, prophet. There are scholars who cannot believe that God was actually asked Mary, but once again, Hosea's home life showed forth current state issues. Yes, there was prosperity, but Hosea's own home Hosea married a woman. Hebrew is he was told to go and take to yourself children of unfaithful because the land, the Adama, the Eret, the land is guilty of the violence of parting from. So the prophet marriage. The nation, the prophet's children, symbolize divine rejection. So we have a very powerful. We are going to see in Hosea's life or in his message something very that is, Hosea was the first prophet to describe Israel's submersion in the Canaanite nature religion. And so, in chapter 1 of verse 1, we read the word of the Lord that came to Hosea. The word that the word came is Hebrew word ayah, which literally means act. to the Debar Yahweh Hayah. So, the word of the Lord happens to the day for Yeshua. Son, during the reign of Messiah, Nahum, Ahaz, Hezekiah, king of Judah, and during the reign of two records, when the Lord began to speak to Isaiah, the Lord said, go. So we have the word go, stated in the take to yourself. The verb means to seize or snatch to yourself. And so the prophet is completely obedient to the will of God. He is very different from the prophet Jonah, who reared up against the revealed will of God. Jonah's behavior showed that he did not want to follow the word. He realized that God was not going to take back his prophetic mission, and so Jonah had to go forth and do the will of God. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 4, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Again, it is the verb hayah, and it means happen. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. And so his family legacy. Word Amittai. Again, verse 2, go to the great city of Nineveh. Again, word go. But we see in verse 3 that Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Hebrew. The word Pasha, or his action. Pasha signifies hope, refuse submission, rightful or Proverbs 8:13, Pasha. Jonah was a Pasha, and consequently created evil in his own life and in the life. The Hebrew uses the word ra for Jonah, also for Jonah's power. Ra blends or binds together and runs into wicked deeds. It means a breach of harmony and the breaking up of the good and desirable in man and so when we go back to Hosea chapter 1, we see a man who has been completely obedient to the revealed will of God. Of course, this is never been. And so what is the difference between Hosea and Jonah? Well, it is mission, his heart. Jonah has to go to the great city of Nineveh, the means of the Messiah, and Jonah was above. Isaiah is to speak directly to the people of God. And his own home would be a symbol of the current state of the nation. Prosperity without, that is the outward form of prosperity, without. people live in a state or in this state. Both Jeremiah and Ezekiel also. So, in verse 4 of chapter 1 of Hosea, we read, and the Lord said to Hosea, call, that is, in verse 3 reads, so he married Gomer, the daughter of Gibeon. She conceived and bore a son. The Lord said to Hosea, call him Jezreel, because I will soon punish the house of Israel for the massacre of the country. And you can read about this in Second Kings 15, verse 10. And I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel. And in that day I will break Israel's bow in the valley of Jezreel. In 722 BC, the Assyrians swept away the northern kingdom of Israel. And if you have some time, please read about the and their battle. Read about their status. Read about the way they were overwhelmed. They brought everything. They brought boom, and they brought their animals. They would go through. They would strike overwhelming and people force. But during this time, the word would be killed. Also, I want you to understand the concept of inactive prophecy. Wherein the prophet acted out through his faith. People were able to understand because the prophet spoke his words, therefore, we hear or it's an education for date, and he will educate them in the idea. So the message would be forced. Because the adult here only hears. But the guy can take in a great deal of along with the information that's heard and seen now. Long ago, God, how those ones are like. So, see this in the work of, or in the life of God. So, God's people have most certainly trivialized their relationship. They are involved in humanized nature. Now, what is interesting about Canaanite nature worship is that they had a cyclical and so, in the process, and they would their ritual which we can share the truth of the nature of God. With crops to grow animals. So it's been very for the instead of people thought bearing very powerful testimony before indigenous peoples, the indigenous religion impact them. So they lost their interests and they followed the pernicious Canaanite nature. And so this meant that they stopped following God. And that did not mean that they ceased to be people. And so God would judge us for their sin. And notice what the Lord says in verse 2 of Hosea 1. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go, match or see for yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land of the violence and adultery in the pardon." So this is the foundational message that the prophet is just. Now, when we go to chapter 4, we have the legal charge that is brought against the people of God. In other words, God is truth. He brings a legal paper. The Hebrew word is big, also by the prophet. Now, that it's reasoned together. Say the Lord, God has brought the legal truth. And so, in Hosea chapter 4, verse 1, we read, "Hear the word of the Lord," that is Shema. This is the term that you can hear for. Israel, for our God, my God. So, Shema, the word of the Lord, because the Lord has charged to bring against who live in land. So, God is going to tell them the nature of his charge against them. They had made a writ, a contract with God, and that they would be faithful, that they would worship him, that they would follow him. He would be their suzerain, he would be their Baal, he was their master. And so they have broken this. There were offers made, and there were thus creating contracts. And they have now broken that contract, that relationship. So this is what God said. Verse 1. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. Powerful indictment. Verse 2. there is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. And then we have the very shameful book. They break all bounds. And bloodshed follows bloodshed. So look at what happened, the breakdown, the moral breakdown. Whenever there is moral growth, there's always moral growth. Always moral. And so God is visiting, hey, and here is the pay that follows when there is a rejection of the presence of the person of God. See, when God is lifted up, then the country or its people are up. It is solid principle that has been exemplified throughout history. God is up, and God is worshipped, and God is lifted up, and there is prosperity. On the other hand, and God is trivialized by the Lord of society, that is, when his people engage in practical theism, then God's people do not prosper. The land does not prosper. Their marriages do not prosper. Their business relationships do not prosper. Their children to not prosper because there's this tribulation. God, please read about this in the book of Malachi. Now, in the book of Malachi, of course, people are back from the 7-year exile and take a look at their behavior. Actually, take a look at the way at their attitude. So, God goes on. Because of this, that is because of behavior, because of this land forms. Notice in verse 1, God speaks of the land. Verse 3, God says, the land, all who live in it, that their head. So what we have here is a breakdown of time, and there is this therefore religious. All who live in it, the beast of the field and the birds of the air, fish of the sea, are not sound familiar. Then he goes on in verse 4. But let no man bring a charge, let no man accuse another. Your people are like those who bring charges against a priest. You stumble day and night, and the prophets stumble with you. So I will destroy your mother, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest, because you have ignored the word, the law of God. In Hebrew, the word ignored there. Yet, also. So, the six very things. And so God's people wither. They wither because they do not have right into the book of Hebrews. All of that, the word of God. The word of God. There is barely a rock in the word of God is the breath of God's womb. But the scriptures, Paul writes, are in the by the power of God. They are breath. They are his ruach. Read about the ruach Elohim in breath. Or the words spirit. Ruach. We need the ruach Elohim moment by moment. You cannot afford to ignore the scripture. We need God. God is necessary. And I cannot live off shallow and shallow of unlimited. If you do not back to the word of the Lord for darkness, get in one certainty, and regularization are our nation. The individuals who reject God and say that, oh, I'm able, do not have feelings. Yes, they may give their happiness. They did not have the Spirit of God. When I understand that we did it, let us become ever more dedicated to words. We might live in these days as those that he said, yeah, for light to grow the salt of sin. So I have called us to put this